Network. Segment. Let's jam in a few of the folks who have been holding the longest. Let's talk to James in Michigan, a Michigander. Welcome, sir, to the airwaves.
Hello, everyone. Lots going on here in Michigan. First, another taser death by Warren Police Department. The state took over the case to determine the criminality of the victim's death. I'm waiting to hear back from the family. Someone's going to file the FOIA for the 911 call, squad car footage, and the whole report to bring justice to Richard Kikonis. Also, second, you mentioned David Rockefeller in 1966 with the vaccines. He did a lot of things in 66, including but not limited to shaking hands with labor titan Walter Reuther at the 1966 Bilderberg meeting in West Biden, Germany. I have the documents directly from Walter's presidential archive proving his secret meeting with the architects of NAFTA. Mr. Reuther was very aware of the global plan for deindustrialization of the West, and that's why, thirdly, I started a statewide political party in Michigan called the Anti-NAFTA Party. Our stellar platform page exposes the architects of NAFTA at antinaftaparty.org, and we are looking for petition drive volunteers in Michigan. So even if the GOP dark horses steal Ron Paul's Michigan primary thunder, we then hope to include his name on the O-12 ballot. You know, he's the only one truly against NAFTA, GATT, and the WTO. Back to you, AJ.
Well, no, that's absolutely true, dealing with these people and expanding on that. NAFTA and GATT are just political agreements to then merge us with the European Union. That's how they set up the European Union, was trade agreements. People need to figure out how these guys are patient in what they do. Luke?
Yeah, they take their time with it. And we actually talked to Christopher Dodd about calling for the the NAFTA superhighway and all that stuff. And he actually didn't even know he voted for it. So, I mean, these politicians don't even know what they're
doing. No, they lie to you, man. That's like whenever Gary Hart was like, I never wrote a letter document in a junior. I'm like, well, here it is.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, yeah, I did write that.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if these guys are just taking orders from the people who control them. Who knows what's really going on, but they could play stupid, whatever it is, but it's up to us to go out there, film them, and get the real truth. Because
remember the BBC reporter that went to Jane Stanley and announced Building 7 had floated and fallen?
Yep.
And We Are Change England was talking to him, or it was one of those groups, we played the video.
And he was denying. He was like,
I took my son to the theater that day. Yeah. I remember.
I wasn't there.
And we're like, dude, you were anchoring all day.
Yeah, here's the video. Here's that.
And he goes, like a cat caught with a canary in his mouth, he goes, I do remember. Yes, I've got to go now. Excuse me.
He actually said on record, he was like, well, it looks like you guys are insinuating there was a conspiracy, and based on what I just saw, I think you guys are right. So this is his exact words that he said in the YouTube video.
Yeah, but why would he first then try to, deny it?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the other journalist, Jane Stanley, got confronted. I heard she ran into a closet, ran away from the We Are Change UK guys.
Another guy, the head of Visor Consultancy that ran the drills, the exact buses and trains hit, he ran and hid in the closet.
Away. No surprise. They always run away. I mean, but that's
like, run quickly. All right, thank you so much, caller from Michigan. I'm sorry to everybody else. But I had to give the callers that have been holding for eons. I'll be back tonight, 7:00 Central Time on InfoWars Nightly News. And we do have Andrew Wakefield in studio. But we're going to get into this hoax that they say there's been no adverse reactions from Gardasil. There's water isn't blue. Grass isn't green. And we're going to show all those lies. But we're also going to show the hoax when they said that Wakefield then discredited. The opposite has now happened. It was another hoax. I mean, these people, just like WMDs in Iraq, just like passports surviving on 9/11 and being found, they're all about the big lie. And once the media commits to the lie, they're always going to defend it.
Exactly. And that's why it's up to us to provide them that information, because people just believe everything they see and hear on the mainstream media. And we're breaking that, and we're winning this info war, I have to say, man. I mean, so many more people are waking up every single day, every single minute, every single time we put something out there. It's amazing seeing people just wake up. And we do that when we talk to people in Times Square, showing them Building 7. Never saw it before because the mainstream media doesn't show them.
We're the underdog. But we have truth, and that is a mighty weapon.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be a secret weapon. It needs to be an unsecret weapon.
A lot more powerful than their guns, their tasers, their batons, their mass propaganda. We have the only thing that matters, and that's truth. and also love.
Hey, it's like fighting the Soviet Union. You just got to discredit it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an absolutely jam-packed global transmission against tyranny for you lined up today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. You have founded the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. We're going to have open phones today. We also have Luke Radowski, who's down here visiting us in Austin, Texas, anti-New World Order activist, journalist in his own right. He's going to be joining us in studio coming up in the third hour today. We'll also have open phones during that time period and talk about 9/11 10 years later. More police state, more loss of liberty. No discussion of the growth of the security police state, secret police apparatus ever receding. Contrary to that, only rapidly expanding, while basic police services that you actually need are being curtailed. More violence across the border with Mexico. In one case, 30-plus bodies dumped out dead on the road. But that's just a minor footnote in the back of the paper. No, now the TSA is announcing they want to run their fingers through your hair. They've been doing it for a while, but now they're saying everyone will have to be intimately touched. It's all about breaking your will, getting through your comfort zone ahead of forced inoculations. They've got to train cadres of bureaucrats to put their hands on you at the NFL or the school prom, all federally knighted to be able to violate the Fourth Amendment outside of law. We also have big developments on the forced inoculation Gardasil front. We're going to be going over today big news on the Fukushima front. More and more Democrats are telling Obama. I saw more than 10 articles yesterday, Washington Post, Washington Times, Chicago Tribune, on and on and on, saying, step down, Obama, don't run for re-election. What does that signify? You know, we predicted that would happen in the Obama deception. Anything built up this big was destined to be destroyed because we knew they were planning to fully implode the economy in the 4 years of Obama. They've got to blame everything on him so that people climb the gates at the White House wanting to get near the most powerful man in the world. And so the media focuses on him and the next puppet that's coming, never on the actual puppet masters. There's one candidate who actually talks about the puppet masters and actually talks about the global government that's now revealing itself and coming out in the open to fix the crisis it's engineered if you just give up all your liberties to it, and that's Ron Paul. That's why he's being demonized. CBS did a big report. Paul Watson's got an article out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today on it. The new establishment dirty trick against Ron Paul is the headline. He's an elitist. Yes, in one day, he was going to give three campaign stops, and so they rented the top-tier candidate a private jet, something that I know a local lighting company does, because if they're going to be going to a big conference, why should they put their 15 employees on a regular jet airplane when for a lesser amount they can rent a private jet? Same thing with Ron Paul and his whole campaign. Of course, he saved money and was able to go to campaign fundraisers and raise more money because he could fly to three places. This is the establishment manipulating people. This is the establishment playing games, the new smear. Ron Paul is an elitist. You know, I've told the Paul campaign privately, why are you letting him fly commercial when it takes much longer? You need to get a private jet. In fact, I talked to some of the campaign folks and found out they've got as many as 10 to 15 campaign people flying commercial with Ron Paul, getting stuck in airports with a top-tier presidential candidate, and he's being groped, as he told you about here on air a few interviews ago. What do you call it? Just disgusting. And I said, did they grab your crotch? He said, yes, it's horrible. It's disgusting. And so now, less money, faster, and they're calling it a major controversy. Next, they're going to say that one time he had a chipped toenail. And you know they're digging through everything on him. They're going to probably say he was never a medical doctor, that he's probably not born in America, that he killed JFK, that he crucified Christ, that he sunk the Titanic, the Lusitania, and the USS Liberty and the Maine, and that, yes, Ron Paul, if your eggs aren't cooked right in the morning, he is a little goblin elf that runs out and turns down the fire to trick you, like Loki, to make sure the eggs aren't cooked properly. If you fall walking down icy steps, Ron Paul did it. If there's any economic problems, now I'm being serious, Ron Paul's fault for criticizing the economy and the criminal government. All right, I'm now digressing. You know, I sat in here this morning going over more than 100 news articles, each one of them absolutely off the chart incredible. And instead, I'm just perseverating off into the doldrums here. Let me do this. I'm gonna give the number out in this first hour, into the second hour, for first-time callers. I do this at least once a week. I want you to be able to have a chance to get involved on air. The toll-free number on any issue, any news item, anything I bring up, anything you want to bring up, any question, any comment, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, let me just do this. Let me just go over the headlines themselves. Now, again, I could never get more than four or five stories in without commenting and digressing and spending an hour on the story that I finally stop on. But let's just see if I can read these headlines and then professionally go back through each one with a little bit of comment and analysis. TSA officer sentenced for theft from passengers. This is CNN. By the way, this is just today. Oh, I guess I only got to one. This is just today that I had all these articles, just from today. Reportedly robbed a whole bunch of people, had to pay restitution on the one person they got caught robbing for tens of thousands of dollars. And they've got a few months at home on house arrest. I mean, normally when you're entrusted with a oath and everything, of course, I guess they don't give oaths, then you get more trouble for official crime. But no, a Transportation Security Administration officer, they're not really officers, who pled guilty in February to federal charges that he stole from passengers during screenings at Newark Liberty International Airport, I've been through that a bunch, was sentenced Tuesday to 6 months of home confinement, U.S. Attorney Paul J. Fishman announced. And so that's it. And I guess he gets to keep most of what he took. He just has to pay restitution on the one case he got caught with. So a paid vacation. Continuing here, TSA official, not a servant, but an official, charged in slaying of worker. I wonder if they'll get 6 months in the hooskow for that, or maybe on home detention. Here's another one. TSA agent charged with rape. That's News Channel 5. There's more. This is just today. TSA searches Dallas woman's hair for weapons. And they say, yes, the policy is they want to run their hands through your hair. And I see it with women particularly. They grab their breasts, grab their genitals, and then you watch men and women just run their hands. I even see it with men. Oh, yes, you've got even a short haircut. Let me feel your face, all your lips. Oh, yeah. That's been described. And men searching female babies even. I guess they've got now TV shows where toddlers dress up with fake breasts for pedophiles on TV. So I guess they're going to have fetus television next. We'll have fetuses out there through an X-ray with the mom up there walking, and they'll try to superimpose sexual organs onto a fetus. It's all part of the complete collapse of society, evil running rampant, right as the country begins to go completely belly up and as the giant FEMA centers are announced. So there you have it. Continuing. But none of that matters. Again, they're keeping us safe from the non-existent cases where the government itself admits that they get underwear bombers and shoe bombers on the aircraft run by the same Pentagon operative, Admiral Alaki. By the way, I had Kurt Haskell on the TV show yesterday, InfoWars Nightly News. And he said, Alex, I'm basically getting ready to leave the country, and there's no hope for it, because he's been going to the trial of Mutallab, and Mutallab's own lawyers that he's basically recused, who are now on standby, have seen the evidence, and the government's been withholding it, but they've gotten part of it, and they now believe that, and the defense, if they were allowed to put it on, is entrapment and setup, and that the government got him on the plane, which is admitted even on C-SPAN in transportation committee hearings with Mr. Kennedy, the Undersecretary of State, admitting that they were ordered to get him on the aircraft. And now Haskell is trying to get the document where it was a U.S. government international profiler who got him on the aircraft. And even when that comes out, nothing's going to happen in Kurt's view. I understand how desperate he is. Just like it's now admitted it was released yesterday, that the audio tapes, and it's such old news here, we didn't even play them, where the ATF is talking about how they're going to blame the guns on the Second Amendment, how they're criminally covering up. And, of course, it's back in the El Paso Times out of federal court that, indeed, the government has said that, yes, the Sinaloa crime boss does work for them and should be given immunity, and that, indeed, the fact that the Mexicans arrested him and shipped him up here, he needs to go ahead and be released. Some of the feds were saying keep him in jail, but now they're saying, no, just release him. And tens of tons of pure cocaine shipped in, guns down there to blame the Second Amendment. And then there's another report, TSA agent charged with statutory rape. I guess Drudge is linked to InfoWars report on that. Oh, yeah, Kurt Nimmo did a story on that. So that's up at drudgereport.com. Again, I don't have words to describe how evil this interlocking mafia is that took over our government. But they're not worried about the real crime. Mexico horror, gunmen dumped 35 bodies on Avenue. They're now killing people's children as well.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. ladies and gentlemen. Total criminals have gotten in control. They are recruiting more scum. And then they know they need to get the general public ready for just absolute red terror level evil. So they say, yeah, we're telling your neighbors to spy on you. Yeah, we're telling your kids to spy on you at school. Yeah, we're forcibly inoculating you. Yeah, we're taking blood at checkpoints. Yeah, we're not worried about the tens of thousands dead on the U.S.-Mexico border spilling over. Because we're criminals. Yeah, our Marines are helping grow the opium in Afghanistan. Yeah, we're shipping the cocaine and heroin in. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we got the underwear bomber on the plane. What are you going to do about it? And Kurt Haskell yesterday was just saying he's giving up, basically, and the country needs to be evacuated. And I explained to him, well, obviously, Kurt, you're not giving up because you're still here fighting. And I understand when it hits rock bottom and you realize just how criminal the system is and how conscious they are of their criminality, that you got one group of people in government that are absolute ruthless gangsters who enjoy hurting innocent people. And then you've got a bunch of cowards who know their bosses are criminals who go along to get along. And then you've got other Dudley Do-Right compartmentalized idiots who are not even aware of what's going on and happening. They have no idea. And the general public thinks their rights and their freedoms are about what color they are, or what sexual preference they are, and people obsess on that all day. Meanwhile, all of us are having chemical and biological and radiological agents put in our food and water on record, and we've documented it. The cancer rate's doubled. World Health Organization's out today saying it's going to double again in the next 15 years. They're murdering us openly, out in the open, and you can't even get the general drooling public to realize the attack that they're under. And it's very, very frustrating. And I understand why new listeners just say this guy's a nut. You don't want to go read the Rockefeller Foundation documents, 1966, that I'm going to show tonight on the TV show that we wrote about years ago and posted on the website, where they said we're going to develop vaccines that claim they're for one use, but really have a sterilant. You don't want to see the government documents about cancer viruses and vaccine, how they killed your mama, your daddy, your grandma, almost everybody in your family. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that because you'd have to do something about these murderers if you went and found out it was true. And then, you know what, it'd be really scary to realize they got nuclear weapons, they got the military, and they got the police. And they've gone out and psychologically tested and found people to fill the police departments who do not care, who only want to wear that uniform and will roll their sleeve up and say, give me a shot of cancer right now, as long as I can go out there and feed my ego on people and raise some revenue to bring this country down. That's the type of people, just low-grade moron nobodies, who are going to sit there and bring this country down for the parasites. You know, sometimes it's not a good thing when I take a few days off, because I am just in a rage. I am in a controlled rage right now. You know, Kurt Haskell said, yeah, 18 months ago when they tried to kill him and his wife with the underwear bomber, and he saw the U.S. government agent get him on the plane and everything. He tried to bring it to the FBI. He tried to warn people. Later, the government admitted it was all true. But they don't care. Nobody gets in trouble. They just go forward. Just like the guns in New Mexico. More news out, mainstream news, with sheriffs and prosecutors went public in the El Paso Times, risking their lives yesterday, saying the government lets people ship drugs in here. And they better fear for their lives. Because this country is run by drug-dealing murderers. And above them are eugenics bankers who want the whole planet for themselves and get off on the ultimate power of spiking your food, your water, your drugs, your vaccines with every deadly poison and cancer virus they can. Okay? That's the real world.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
The feds, the ATF, who we know bombed Oklahoma City, I've talked to the police and others, those that survived, they didn't track down and kill, about the ATF being involved in it. They have now said it might be a car bomb in Michigan. If it gets any attention, it's either a provocateur or purely staged event. There are car bombs and truck bombs all the time in the Southwest, as far north as Dallas. And it literally gets a back of the newspaper blurb when it's a Mexican cartel car bombing or truck bombing. Generally, it's murdering whoever's in the car. More of an assassination type car bomb or truck bomb, not an offensive one meant to damage a nearby building. So not an asymmetrical warfare, but an assassination bombing. But we'll continue to track this and give you news on it as it unfolds. Continuing here with the news, I knew this, I don't know, 12 years ago or so when OnStar came out, because I was sent internal memos from within General Motors pointing out that in the future they would use the system to listen to people without warrants and sell the data. A few years after that, of course, people said, that's ridiculous. We're not in a police state. They would get in trouble for that. a few years after that, it came out that the FBI was using OnStar without warrants to listen to people. All it is a cell phone system. Under federal regulation since 1996, it is law that all cell phones be triangulated down to 15 feet via GPS on the cell towers. Not on the cell phone, on the cell towers, it triangulates. And that all cell phones, even when off, be able to be remotely activated to appear they're off and that you be listened to over the systems. When I was at Bilderberg, all of our cell phones, no matter how much we charged them, would run down within about 30 minutes. And that's because they were being continually used as tracker devices and as audio devices. Then I actually walked into a room there at the hotel as they were throwing us out with men in suits sitting around the table listening to everyone and talking about everyone they were listening to in and around the hotel. I told the story. I'm sitting there getting Gatorade. It's in the gift shop. They've got the whole back office full and every other major office around the building, just hundreds of spooks walking around. And I hear him going, no, 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 that's not how you dial in an Air Force satellite. You dial it through. No, it's a Navy SMQ-7 scrambler. I told you. There, you got them. You got them. All right, they're about to arrive. We've got them. Okay. All right, patch into that. We've got people moving in this area of the hotel. And all of a sudden, I'm looking in, and they get up and slam the door. I wish I had a video camera on me. I did have one of those little fake sticks of gum that shoot video, but those things work once when you first buy them, if you're lucky. It's like a fake stick of gum that we had, and the technology just gets better and better. A fake Wrigley Spearmint gum package that shoots horrible blurry video and takes little photos. But the point is that we covered all of this, and we went on and on and on and on ad nauseum, breaking it all down. And then, of course, they had articles in USA Today saying that when you order a pizza from any of the big companies, they run a background check on you, and they get 25% of the fines and fees if there is a warrant. A lot of times it just categorizes for cops where you're really living if they want to arrest you later, or if you're a high-value target, they send in the police right away. So really, none of this is a surprise, but here it is. OnStar begins spying on customers' GPS location for profit. And this blogger, of course, has an article about it and a copy of it, of the email. And I went and did some looking this morning, and sure enough, people have been sent these. They're now announcing to you that, yes, we share the data with law enforcement. Yes, we're tracking you. Yes, we sell it. And what did the head of the and the founder of Facebook say last year? He said, of course we track and sell everything our users do. And these dumb bleepers trust us. OnStar begins spying on customers' GPS location for profit. I canceled the OnStar subscription on my new GMC vehicle today after receiving an email from the company about their new terms and conditions. While most people, I imagine, would hit the delete button when receiving something as exciting as new terms and conditions, being the nerd sort, I decided to have a personal drooling session and read it instead. I'm glad I did. OnStar's latest TNC has some very unsettling updates in it, which include the ability to sell your personal GPS location information, speed, safety belt usage to the insurance company, folks, and other information to third parties, including law enforcement. Bad insult to a slap in the face. This has always been the case. The company insists they will continue collecting and selling the personal information even after you cancel your service, unless you specifically shut down the data connection to the vehicle after canceling. Yeah, you've got to go in, have them pull out the dash, and I bought a Chevy Tahoe like a decade ago, and even though I bought it from a family friend out there at Covert Country in Bastrop, was Roger Raisler, the little brother of the Raisler brothers, former UT football player, friend of mine from high school, and was out there. And then when I told him I want people to go in there and unhook that, it was all a big joke and everything. Oh, come on, Alex. We know you're Mr. Conspiracy. And I just said, look, I'm not buying this till I see you open that dash up and unplug the cell phone. And they did it. But Still, there were shaking of heads, and this guy's crazy. See, there's a disrespect for people that are informed. People think if they just laugh at something. That Alex Jones says that in 71% of the country's water supplies, the federal government's adding a cocktail of radioactive isotopes in the so-called fluoride solution. Now, if you're a mother, a father, and you hear that, or even if you just care about yourself, you would go just do a search and find out that's true. We've given you the articles, the chapter and verse, the whole nine yards. By the way, tomorrow we're going to release hidden video from inside the Austin Water Works. Our people got a tour a few years ago, but they were freaked out and said, do not tape anything. Well, it's public. I pay for it. And they don't want you seeing the big bags of fluoride that got skull and crossbones on it or spots where the fluoride dripped out and ate holes in the ground. We're going to go ahead and release that tomorrow on the nightly news. You see, a normal person finds out they're putting uranium and other radioactive isotopes in your water. You might want to know about that. But, hey, a lot of you think a doubling in cancer in the last decade is fun. And the World Health Organization saying we're on track for another doubling. That's in my stack today. That's why I'm angry. I'm a little upset about a bunch of criminal bankers who think they're God. They're taking the world over through fraud, spiking my water. And I got to go through all sorts of backbending backflips and move out to the country to get away from you people and steal your GMO cross-splicing the food. It's jumping into all the other non-GMO crops. So no matter what I do, it's real funny that within three generations, all mammal species fed this become almost completely sterile and have all sorts of mutagenic effects where the babies are born all mutated or retarded. And it's real funny in the aspartame. Can't buy gum at the store that doesn't have it. It's all real funny that almost all the baby monkeys that were fed at the trials in the 70s died. In their mother's milk, they had aspartame, and they died. And so your answer is to put it in everything. And I got big articles here about all these women having babies that are born and then die suddenly, and it's linked to the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are a deadly chemical weapon and causes when they tell women when they're pregnant to take antidepressants, when even in the trials 30-something years ago, hard to believe it's 30 years ago, of Eli Lilly's drug, massive increases in suicide, everything else, and, of course, causing areas of the brain to not develop in the children. So you just give birth to a zombie. Oh, that's real fun, man. This is a nice group of people. And I'm supposed to just sit here and like it and take it and put up with it and just watch. Driving back from Arkansas, I saw cops every 5 miles. And now they're finally doing something that makes sense. They come up on the passenger side now instead of hanging their butts out in the middle of the highway to make the government a dime. And they tell these cops, you got to increase the revenue. We're going bankrupt to keep your job. You'll never keep your pension. No amount of money you could raise will ever pay for it. It's all a fraud. It all goes to the foreign offshore banks, your local town, your city, your state, in hock to them through fraud. And I see the cops' eyes seething on power trips and the way they approach cars. I probably saw 50 cop cars from Little Rock, Arkansas. Not Little Rock. I was close to Little Rock. From Hot Springs, Arkansas, down to Austin, Texas. I probably saw more than 50. And I'd watch their body language as they approach cars, all scared to death. And this weird little pity party cult they're in of how they're all in danger and, oh my gosh, the public wants to get you and everything. Meanwhile, your food, your water is all being spiked. It's all being manipulated. We're being sprayed with chemtrails. There was big articles last week. Oh, the government is going to start massive geoengineering. They've been doing tests for years, spraying barium, aluminum dioxide, and other salts into the air. It's highly toxic to humans. And now everything people told us 15, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, what the old-timers said chemtrails were is exactly what they now announce. Just mass pell-mell insanity. We are living in a matrix-like system. Where you're like, I'd like you to unhook my OnStar. They're not listening to you, Alex. Yes, they are. Well, what do you got to hide, man? I have nothing to hide. These are criminals. And see, now they know that you've been so conditioned that they don't even mince words. I've got articles here where Facebook admits they're selling all your data. The government, I got articles today, admits, yeah, we're listening to your phone calls without warrants, non-terror related. Just 5 years ago, Bush got up in press conferences and said, it's ridiculous. We're not listening to any Americans without warrants. Then it came out months later they were. Now it's just like, yeah. Now it's in the news again. DynCorp, Halliburton, all these companies run giant child kidnapping rings. And they don't even have congressional hearings now. When they did 6 years ago, Rumsfeld said, yeah, they're doing that. And the Congress people are like, well, are you going to do anything? And he goes, no. Multinational company. And then everybody gets so into being afraid of Obama. And it's so much fun to hate Obama. Looking for my stack here. It's so much fun to get into hating Obama and talking about him all day. Where is my stack of yesterday's news on that? I've got a new stack today on it. All these newspapers saying he needs to step down, he needs to not go for the nomination. And I hear all these Republicans on TV and radio laughing, going, man, the Democrats are in total disarray. The liberal drive-by media, they're so depressed right now. Ha, ha, ha. Their star Obama has fallen. I told you he was always meant to fall. Just like Rick Perry will be meant to fall. Just like Mitt Romney or Michelle Bachmann will be meant to fall. They're there to take the blame. They're there to say the buck stops here. They're there so we all have a Republican-Democrat fight. And you notice how they're talking about Rahm Emanuel and his scams and his getting paid off to do solar panel deals that never were. And that's just as they get ready to burn some little political dynasty while the big bosses sit up there and laugh about it, to give the people a bone. They know you're angry about going from a wealthy nation to a poor nation, going into bondage. So they're going to tear down Obama for you. Or they're going to scare him into following orders to go along with the false flag. That's the two roads we're going down. New puppet president, Republicans will then go back to sleep and love all the tyranny, all the gains of the Obama people. It's like the Obama people help continue all of the Bush stuff. Or they're going to go ahead and go with Obama and keep him in and bomb a bunch of stuff and blame it on domestic groups. They've already beta tested and had a full PR rollout that the evil folks that don't like the Federal Reserve and want to get rid of the New World Order and get out of the UN, well, we're terrorists. And it's this balancing act. So they're going to stage terror attacks and keep Obama in, or they're going to give you a new puppet. Or you get behind Ron Paul. And even if Ron Paul doesn't win, he wins by injecting real ideas. But you can believe the government mind trick and say Ron Paul can't win because of election fraud. I've talked to every expert out there, including people that work for the Diebold and other companies, and Bev Harris, you name it. They can't stop landslides. And if they do steal it, the evidence of it will come out. You've got to fight your enemy to learn their tricks and to show other people what the enemy's doing. You can't give up. You don't have a choice. It's a mind game. That's why they're flaunting all of this right now. They're trying to make you give up. 5 years ago, when I was first talking about Gardasil in 2006, no one was talking about it. No one. Now it's a national issue. And the entire establishment is backpedaling. But fleeing forward saying, we're going to shoot kids up in California, whether their parents like it or not. And they call it child consent. There's a reason it's called statutory rape if you have sex with a 16 or 17-year-old even. Or God forbid, younger. Because they aren't allowed to give consent because they're a minor. This is the basic precept of common law. So it is a forced inoculation. I saw an idiot made a comment on one of our stories saying, Jones is at it again, saying this is forced inoculations in California that's now on the governor's desk that's passed. This is the children they're talking about as young as 9 years old. One article said six. It's open for interpretation by the school district. Jones is at it again. Jones is saying that this is forced inoculation. Yeah, it's forced inoculation. It's kidnapping. If you pull up in somebody's front of somebody's house and say, hey, little boy, little girl, look at my puppy dog. I got some candy. Come on over and get in the car. Just because you trick the child to get in your car doesn't mean you're not going to go to the pen. If the child's lucky enough to ever be saved. You see, this is all common sense. People don't know it. That's why when they say all over the country, well, if you're 10-year-old or 11-year-old, and this is happening, wants to get an abortion, we won't tell mommy. We'll take you to the clinic. You got to get a letter for your child to be able to go to the zoo. You see, they don't care about the zoo. And in case your kid gets hurt, they want the liability on you. But the establishment wants that abortion to happen. And so they're going to go ahead and defend that no matter how many lawsuits they are. And it's the same thing going on with this bill on the governor's desk. It is forced inoculation. You get kids in there when they're 10 years old and show them movies and scary things, and this is going to happen made by Merck. Then you say, now who wants it? Oh, look how brave Jenny is. She's the first to raise her hand. The nurse is ready for you. These are like people getting little kids to get in their pickup truck. Come here, little kid. I got some candy for you. These are hardcore criminals. But see, they got parried a line, say it's the law, I'm going to make you take shots, and that hoax got exposed. Now they're actually trying to make it the law in California.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Joe in Ohio, listening on WAIS 770 AM, disagrees, so he'll go to the head of the line. We weren't going to have a lot of guests on today, but popping in later in the hour, we got Lord Monckton on with some of the biggest environmentalist fraud ever they've just been caught in. This just broke yesterday, and we've got new developments on it. They've been caught putting out fake maps showing Greenland melting, and it turns out they just created a fake map and claim that an island that didn't exist now exists. We're going to get to all of it. It's just amazing. Luke Radowski in studio. Michael Allison, the guy facing life in prison for filming police in public in Illinois. The charges have been dropped despite the fact that the state wanted him prosecuted. The judge actually had a soul. Wow, that's good news. So, again, it's a battle between good and evil. When good doesn't take the field, this is able to happen. So another jam-packed broadcast. I want to go to your calls. Also, don't forget, we're funded by your purchases of books, videos, T-shirts at InfoWars.com. We know the economy has completely collapsed. That's why we're offering Terror Storm, History Government-Sponsored Terror, and Martial Law 911. Both of these films for $9.95, and both these films are over 2 hours long. Martial Law is over 3 hours. It's really three films. Terror Storm's amazing as well. Two films, $9.95, available at InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Joe in Ohio, listening on 770 AM. Welcome, sir. You disagree, you're at the head of the line.
I do, and I'm a first-time caller. I do have a lot of respect for you. I've been an activist for over 30 years, actually, and we're fighting a good fight. I'm also a veteran, so I take my oath to the Constitution very seriously. And I feel your pain. I think a lot of us do. You know, you say you're so frustrated, and that leads to anger. And my concern is that that can lead to fear. We need focus, not fear. So what I disagree with is what I believe is your sense of humor. You tend to get facetious. You use sarcasm and go on and on and on. And I think it dilutes your message.
I agree with you. Listen, I get... What happens is I read this news for hours at night, hours in the morning, and by the time I get on air, it's just so outrageous that OnStar is tracking you and selling your data to the government illegally. It's so outrageous that they're shooting the troops up with all sorts of experimental vaccines, and that's illegal, by the way. They can make you take a accepted shot, but not a, if you're in the military, but not a experimental. All of this, I want it to stop. I want off the roller coaster. I want the ride to end. I want people to wake up. And so instead of crying, I tend to get really sarcastic sometimes.
I hear you. But fear and sarcasm and frustration are a tool any warrior knows how to use against their enemy. And so,
well, you know what Yoda says. Hate leads to anger, and anger leads to... Or what is it? Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to the dark side. I hear you.
Take a deep breath and find your center.
Well, here's one thing I need to say to you. You know, it takes all sorts to make the world go around. Different strokes for different folks. Whatever floats your boat, takes all kinds. You know what? My message is certainly imperfect. None of us are. But it gets a lot of people out of their daze. You know, I'm mainly here to get people out of their trance. And sometimes it takes somebody yelling and screaming to really get people out of their trance to realize how crazy it is, sir. Do you realize this Gardasil is killing people? Do you realize they've tested it and it's completely jacked up and designed to cause autoimmune disorders?
It's as bad or worse than any of us can understand totally. It's a hard thing to get your mind around, but we all, as truth seekers and warriors for the Constitution and for the truth, need to keep our center and fight a good fight. So I'm encouraging you, Alex. I'm not knocking you down.
You know what, Joe? I'm going to give you the floor when we come back because I like good encouragement and criticism. You're absolutely right. I can get a lot better. Stay there. We're going to go back to all the other calls, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.